But right now it's time to talk travel, and Megan Singleton joins us. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Andrew.
And now you're talking about foodie tours to India, which sound both fascinating and enjoyable, but also with the thoughts of Delhi Belly also slightly concerning.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of it like that. It's a little project that came my way in this last couple of weeks, and I've been working on this new foodie tour with a company called Magical India that are about to launch next year with these tours. But there won't be Delhi Belly on this one because this is a 4- and 5-star tour, and I'm going on it, so I'm so excited. So I've really analysed this itinerary to work out exactly what it is and where we'll be going. So I thought, well, I would just tell you all about it today. And, you know, it's going to be escorted by a celebrity chef, an award-winning chef. So he should know, I think, if he's gonna cook nice food or show us nice food. We're going to eat in a palace in Rajasthan. We're going to have a masterclass with a chef from the royal household. But then we are also going to eat street food and visit 200-year-old spice markets. Have you been to India?
I have not been to India, but I am fascinated by the country and I love the food.
And I heard Joe's review this morning about this book. Mm. And, I haven't been either, but I'm told in all the 28 states in India, each has a separate signature cuisine. So there will be no butter chickens in sight.
No.
I don't know if I'm very happy about it or not, because I do like the butter chicken. But this tour just sounds incredible. And we're going to go look at the Taj Mahal and have a Bollywood Studios tour, which I guess you can't not do.
Well, that's bucket list stuff, isn't it? But you're quite right. I mean, you read a bit of E.M. Forster, you know, and he's written about India a lot with his books, and you realise everyone just presumes that India is just one big hot place, you know. But in fact, from the very north, where it's quite cool, down to the south, there's an enormous variety of people, of climates, and of course of cuisine.
And in this tour, we're actually going to take 2 domestic flights, so we really are getting quite a good... We go into New Delhi, we fly down to Goa, which apparently the beaches there are incredible, and we finish in Mumbai. So we really are... I mean, India's vast, of course, but we're going to get quite a good snapshot of it on this tour. So it goes in February next year, and it starts from only $3,800 for 11 days. That excludes your flight. But I worked that out. I needed a calculator to do it. I worked that out, and that's just under $320 a day, which is all your accommodation covered and dining in these amazing restaurants that take months to book into. Like, people just can't usually get into these places. So
no.
I'm so excited, especially because I really like the food, and I can't wait to do a cooking class and things like that. Imagine
you might end up staying there. I had a friend who went to Goa. With $1,500, okay, and suddenly thought, I quite like this place, and he ended up renting a little beach apartment, a little sort of hut on the beach, stayed there for a year on $1,500.
Well, you need to talk to your producer, Simone. She told me she worked for 3.5 months and spent 3 weeks sleeping on the beach.
Yeah, well, there you are. You can, because the climate is fantastic, you know.
Yeah. I said to her, well, you're wearing beads in your hair and batik fabrics, and yes, that was back in the day. So, I mean, you know, you can wear those on this tour if you like. I'm trying to convince her to come with me.
Okay, so more details on bloggeratlarge.com. Any other blogs you've got there this week?
What have I done this week? I think we still got those Hawaiian airfares that expire on the 12th of October. Mm. People so need to get those if they want to go to the States next year. Cheapest chips. So have a bit of a look at that. And I did put something else up this week, but you've caught me on the hop, and I don't have my computer up in front of me.
It's all right. But, of course, those deals to Hawaiian Airlines now flying into New Zealand. And, of course, Honolulu proving to be quite a good place to be a hub for you to travel on to other places in America. So check it out. It's a new way to get to the USA.
Yes, absolutely.
Megan Singleton, our blogger at large.com on travel. Thank you for your time today. It is 26 to 12 on News Talk ZB.